This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Grazing wheat fields in early spring is economical, practical, and simply good timing if it can be pulled off. It is vital, however, to remove the cattle before we call first hollow stem gets tall enough to be at risk of the cattle. Most years, it is mid-March before the hollow stem gets out of the ground enough to be at risk. There are some wheat varieties that are much slower, up to 3 weeks slower, to begin growing the hollow stem. There are also some wheat varieties that tend to grow more biomass than others, which is an important trait to be declared a specific variety that is meant for dual-use wheat. Early spring wheat is very high in protein and palatability. Because of this, it is important to control for bloat with supplements and hay, and to control for grass tetany with magnesium mineral. It is important to note grazed wheat fields need an extra 30 pounds of nitrogen included in the spring top dress application. The disadvantages of the grazing wheat is largely dependent upon the weather. February and March in southeast Kansas can mean soggy, muddy fields, and you don't want the cattle tearing up the wheat field if it is too wet. Fortunately, as long as it isn't too muddy, research has shown that cattle don't compact the soil much. So, grazing wheat fields in early spring is possible with a lot of benefits. Just need the cattle, then the fence, and of course, the right weather. If you have any questions about grazing wheat fields, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.